Hello everyone, here we are on a lovely sunny day. It's the 20th of June and there's three of us here doing the podcast this week because the older gentleman hasn't shown up. We don't know what's happened to him.
He's working apparently.
He is working, is he? But Stuart's here. Hello Stuart.
Hello.
And Loney, you're here.
Hello.
Rawr.
Hello.
So we've got a few things to talk about. We've all been very, very busy, but very busy in not the most exciting way for necessarily a podcast. So we're sort of doing this on the hoof slightly. We've been sat around Stuart's kitchen island. You've got a kitchen island, Loney.
I do.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. I don't. We've been sat around...
Can I just say, you and Stuart have been talking and planning the podcast. I've been chatting to Lucy and I know nothing about what we're about to do. So you're all organised, but
so we've chucked a bit of a plan together and as usual, we're hoping it will just pan out nicely. So Stuart, can you start things up? Start off... proceedings.
I can start proceedings. We're going to do our general what have we been doing. We'll have a quick round of that. And then we've got a new section called what's happening in the world today.
Excellent. Okay.
Top 10. 10 random things that are happening today that I might possibly have gleaned off the newspapers. Some good, some bad.
Do you have various sources for these? Because like yesterday I tried to do a little bit of preparation, so I thought, Stuart always goes on the Mail Online.
No, that's a scandalous rumour.
So I looked on the Mail Online and it was just full of wanky stories.
Well, that's kind of what it was.
That's probably what
you've got. Okay, I just couldn't think of... I was looking for something that might be quite interesting or amusing, but there was nothing particularly. I thought I'll leave the salacious gossip to you and
yes.
Mrs. Wake.
Yes, we'll do that. So... what have you been up to? Anything exciting?
Well, I've just been working so many years. Something quite nice happened to me. And this is what you always want when it comes to celebrity. Okay.
Oh, I love it.
So I was... I know you love celebrity. This isn't really celebrity, but I was working last Sunday. Was it last Sunday or the one before? It's since the last podcast anyway. Mm-hmm. And at the school that I work at, and they had this very lovely cricket match with all teas and lunches, all singing, all dancing. And I'm sort of serving up scones and cream or whatever, and this bloke comes up to me in a baseball hat, and he says, hello, Adrian, how are you? And I said, yeah, I'm fine, thanks. I think, bloody hell was that?
Really?
Yeah, anyway, it was the captain of the England rugby team, Jamie George, so he recognised me before I recognised him, which was very good.
Did he fangirl you?
Well, not really, no, I tended to fangirl him, and sadly, there was a girl who was working with us who was stood next to me, who's about 19 or 20. And I said to her, oh, this is Jamie's, the captain of the England rugby team. Thinking she'd go, oh, and she couldn't have been less interested. And I felt really bad for him.
Oh, no. How did he know you?
Because he was a pupil at the school.
Oh.
And I knew his mum and dad really, his dad was the director of sport, and I knew his mum and dad really well.
Oh.
And I did, he organised one of his brother's weddings for him. And yeah.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah, so he sort of, he knew me. He might have said, I know that bloke, to somebody else. What's his name?
What's his name? Who is it?
But yeah, he's very nice. No, he's near as big in real life as he looks on the field.
Really?
On the field, he looks a bit, you know, he plays in front row. He's a hooker. He's a big old unit. But yeah, nowhere near as big. But yeah, very nice bloke. Always been a very nice bloke. So yeah, so that's what I've been doing. And we're sort of, we caught Loney unaware slightly in starting this podcast because I'm rushing off from here down to the Love Rocks Beer and Heavy Rock Festival. And I'll be naming the bands in a minute. I shall look up the bands. I know the three headliners are, and I know what's going on. But I'll name the bands. It's a short quiz. I tell you the 16 or 17 bands playing. You tell me how many of them you've heard of.
I'll start now.
And is that a special T-shirt for it as well?
Well, this is... No, these aren't Ash Unit, but... Bare Touch are they're the right genre.
Oh, okay.
So it's like going to see a Motorhead gig and you're wearing an AC/DC or a Judas Priest t-shirt. So,
okay.
Yeah, Bare Touch are the right genre. I'm all ready to go. I've got a car packed full of stuff.
Great.
I'm off to Ringwood. The weather's looking nice.
I can't wait!
Have you got hand sanitizer and toilet roll? And
I haven't got hand sanitizer. I have wipes and toilet roll. I'm going to do the washing up of the wipes as well, actually. I've decided, because normally I go to a couple of festivals a year, and I've never bothered taking any any cooking equipment or anything. I've just bought it there. And every morning I get up and think, I really, really fancy a coffee or a bacon roll. Mm. So I've got a pack of bacon, three big rolls, some coffee, some milk. Oh, the bacon and the milk are frozen at the moment. I thought that might be a good idea to take it frozen.
Right.
And then it will thaw out.
You really are rock and roll, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why, will there not possibly be a vending machine or like a...
Yeah, but there's always like a big queue and all that and sort
just,
of thing.
Did you not just fancy buying a bacon roll that someone's made for you?
No, and no, I quite like the idea of making it. But then I thought, shall I take washing up facilities? No, I won't bother with that. So...
Are you going by yourself?
I'm going by myself, but I know probably 15 people are going as well. They're coming from various things.
Apparently, if you buy something at a, like a bun wagon station... and have a coffee there as well, you don't need to wash up afterwards.
Oh, do you not?
Apparently, all you need to do is just give them the money and then you can put it in the bin.
Yeah, I know. But there's something about just getting up and getting out of your tent and not having it. There was always a big queue there because there's never enough facilities. So I've got it all worth it. You get up, you cook your bacon, you take it off, you then pour some water and some shower gel in the pan.
Mm.
And then you leave it all day while you're in the arena watching the bands. You come back later.
Crazy kid.
You tip it out. You give it a rinse. You get a wipe. You give it a wipe. It's all ready for the next
day. I know you are actually going out, but you really do need to get out more.
Yeah. Right. Talking of celebrities, I was driving up Linfield High Street the other day and Harry Hill crossed the road in front of me.
Did he?
And he didn't have his big
collar. What are the chances of that happening?
Yeah, he walked up the road.
You sure it just wasn't some bloke in Linfield High Street?
No,
who
it
just
was
looked,
definitely
who
him.
Who was bald and was had glasses.
Harry Hill's outfit.
He had a big jacket, or like a blazer, and jeans with big turn-ups and big heavy boots. And yeah, it was...
I love Harry Hill.
Do you?
Oh, massive fan from when he first was on Radio 4 on Harry Hill's Fruit Fancy.
Oh, really?
And then he did his Channel 4, his first TV programme on Channel 4 was about 25 years ago. He looks the same, doesn't he?
He looks exactly, he looks good.
I mean, he's certainly bald and you've got
big glasses and an outfit.
Yeah, he looked really good.
Did you lick his glasses off him or are they the ones that you borrowed? Are they yours?
They are the same, aren't they?
Did you drive past the window and say, Harry, you wanker, give us your glasses.
And I'll
plug you on the podcast.
Oh, if only we could, see what's going on.
We've just got to imagine Harry Hill's glasses.
And then here it is.
We'll be nice to you.
We'll be nice.
We'll be nice. We'll both agree that you're slightly better looking than Harry Hill.
There you go.
And you're much hairier than Harry Hill. But that doesn't sound very good.
I didn't say that at all. Thankfully. So apart from
Harry Hill, I went to see Pink.
Tottenham
Hotspur.
What a stadium.
It's really nice.
It's fantastic, the stadium.
It's really nice. And she was incredible. She was absolutely brilliant.
Everyone I've ever heard, who has seen her, has said she is absolutely incredible.
She really was.
She looks a bit like Eddie Izzard, doesn't she?
Yeah.
But her voice, the show.
The show that she puts on is amazing, apparently.
The show is amazing. And the quality, the sound, quite everything. And then her... with her trapeze
around the stadium.
It wasn't just a little bit.
I saw that online. She's incredible.
Was it pretty well sold out, do you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely. And we were standing. It was really, really good.
The one downside to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium is local public transport links aren't brilliant.
Well, we
did you have a bit of a nightmare getting away? Because it's on the overground and there's only a train every 15 minutes.
It was awful. So getting there...
The major downside of the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium is it's normally full. 50,000 wankers who turn up every other week.
62,000 wankers, actually.
Well, we went to Finsbury Park.
61,999 and my brother. I think I better get that in there quickly.
We went to Finsbury Park on the train from Hayes Heath and then we stopped at a pub there, but I think it's a real Arsenal pub because AJ met my uncles and cousins and that. And then we decided we got an Uber in the end from there to the stadium, but leaving the stadium was a nightmare.
Yeah,
we had
difficult.
To walk for about 45 minutes
well,
to
we're
Seven
working
Sisters.
That out.
Yeah. I've done that before
It was painful, but it was worth
it's not great.
She was really good. I'd see her again in a heartbeat.
Would you?
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
See, I saw Liam Gallagher
last
week and he was great. But he only played for an hour and a half.
Really?
I mean, today's ticket prices, I think that's outrageous.
Did he play all the hits you want to hear from Oasis as well?
He didn't play all of them. He was because it's 30 years since Definitely Maybe came out. So it was obviously a lot of the 30 years,
it's
I know.
Amazing.
I know, it's horrible, isn't it? I know. And it was, you know, it's quite a sort of laddish crowd. So I went with a friend, Bruce, and we went up quite close. And you suddenly realise that, you know, there's... just as much chance of getting smashed in the face with a flying elbow as the O2. But he did, I think he did 4 or 5 days at the O2 every night, an absolute sellout. So that's about, what, 100, 125,000
yeah,
people?
Isn't it? That's
amazing. Well, but it's just not long enough. For that money,
yeah.
An hour
yeah.
and a half.
You're short change.
You're 2 hours minimum.
Yeah.
So 2 hours minimum. But what he did was...
did he have good support?
He had, Band for the 90s cast.
Oh, yeah, they were really good.
So they were good. So that they were good.
Their first couple of albums, they were really good, I think.
That was good. So it was a good night. It was a good night. But yeah, I felt a bit shortchanged. And then he plays a couple of bangers, and you think if Oasis ever did get back together, it would be as popular as Taylor Swift.
I would have thought so.
Did he mention his brother at all?
No, not at all. He did one of his songs actually.
Oh.
He did one of his songs for the High Flying Birds.
Did
he? Yes. So
that's
a
bit strange.
That
I know.
Is, isn't it?
That's really weird. Perhaps he's trying to ingratiate himself
because he'll need the money.
Yeah, well, although he probably
he's doing very well out of this, I should imagine.
Knows many.
But and then tonight I am going. I'm going to see Simple Minds tonight.
Nice. But what about the England game?
I'm foregoing the England game. Well, basically, I've got a ticket because my sister-in-law hasn't been very well, unfortunately, and they were going to go, and obviously she's been ill, so she can't. So Jackie picked up the tickets for me. And then said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "Yeah, I'll go. That'd be great." And then I looked at the date and thought, "Oh, fuck." That will be the England game. But I'm a bit bored with football already.
Yeah, really?
A bit bored with England stuff.
I find I get to the end of the season, and you know, once again we haven't won anything, and I just want cricket. And I feel a bit. I know it's difficult. I just think it's a bit of a shame that the cricket T20 World Cup's going on. And since the Euros have started, nobody's talking about it, are they?
No. And I get so all this bollocks about it's coming home. It's probably not. It's not coming home.
I don't think it is.
It's not coming home. They're very average on Sunday. I'll try and pick up a telly somewhere on the way down there.
Right.
Just nick it. Well, it's Margate, so you never know. So yeah, I'm going to Dreamland in Margate.
I've got a friend who lives in Ramsgate. You can probably go around there and watch it.
Yeah, I could. I've got a mother-in-law who also lives down there, I won't be popping in to watch football there.
Oh, well, you're not.
But I've got to get to the gig. Obviously. Yeah. So that's what we're doing. Yeah, no, I've had a nightmare. I had a nightmare last week when I came down and thought to myself, I really need to renew my season tickets. Surely I better check. So I go on my little portal on the West End portal, and there's nothing in it. I'm thinking, oh shit. So I phone up, get through quite quickly to the club, and then they said...
And they put you on hold. It's the hold music. Any old iron, any old iron, any old iron.
No, they don't do that. It's more fine for blowing bubbles.
It would be quite fitting, wouldn't it?
It would.
Shut up.
And so I got through to someone, and basically she said, no, I'm sorry, you've missed the deadline day.
Oh, no.
I was like, a bomb. And so I sort of looked at him.
They know who I am.
You know, I was just going to say that. Do you know Simon's going, do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am? Excuse
me.
Do you know who my wife is? And have you not been on Wikipedia? So I mean, she said, I'm very sorry, there's nothing we can do. I said, I've had a season ticket for 19 years.
Two
season tickets, 19 years. And she said, I'm sorry. She said, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. I said, well, where's the reminders? And the reminders had gone to my junk box and I hadn't looked at them. So they had
Whose
to be
fault
two.
Is that?
Well, you think, what would they be sending me?
Let's guess. I think it's probably Stuart's fault.
Well, I hadn't checked the junk file. Anyway, so there's nothing I can do. So basically, to go to football next year, I'm going to have to pay through the arse to go and pick up tickets.
So they really won't do anything about
no.
it?
No.
They can't. They've sold them to somebody else.
There's a massive great waiting list.
So if you ever got a season ticket again, you'd never get those seats again.
No.
What about all the people you sit with? And
They're all apparently quite happy.
I was going to say, yeah.
They're secretly thrilled.
Send it to Junk Will.
It's a couple of their mates have bought the tickets.
Yeah.
We'll get rid of him and we'll get somebody else. So that was a bit
shame.
Of a... So I cried for about 5 minutes and then basically had to get
it's
on with it.
It's a real shame, isn't it? And you can understand why they've done it. I mean, what are they going to do if there's a big waiting list and they don't know?
Yeah.
And it's just a real shame that once you're out of the system and you're out of the loop, you just can't get back into it. I mean, it might be like three or four years you can get one, and then but then you're never going to get one with Adam.
Little Miss Simmons is very happy that we're going towards the court hospitality area to get tickets. Of course, she thinks it's great. So it's worked out all right.
Oh, there you go. It's worked
rather well for her.
Yeah.
So it has worked out. So yeah, so that's what we've been doing.
Have you
got any contacts for Wimbledon tickets?
We've got ground passes.
Have you?
Yeah, they were James Friend. she looks after all the IT down there or something. And so she gets a number of ground passes. But they're very... I've always liked the idea that Wimbledon is almost the most fair way of getting tickets, in that they've always had a ballot.
Mm.
Unfortunately, now, because of computer, because even up until just 4 or 5 years ago, you had to send a stamped addressed envelope to get in the ballot. It was so old-fashioned.
Mm.
And I think a lot of people couldn't be bothered, but now the ballot is just done online. So there's probably millions more people who go into the ballot. So the way when I used to belong to a tennis club, all tennis clubs that belong to the LTA get a number of tickets based on how many members there are in the club. So the small club I was in Muswell Hill, had about 70 members, and we used to get about 7 pairs of tickets. And you had to, you used to go to the club secretary and you had to draw them as a ballot. And if they ever found out you didn't do that and that you just gave them to the people you liked, you wouldn't get your tickets again.
But that's good. That's
and
fair.
I think the club that my wife belongs to has got probably 200 members, so they probably get about 20 pairs of tickets.
Mm.
So they've always done it really
fair. But would those
fair.
Tickets be for said court or court number
all
one?
All sorts of things. Oh,
not just...
Yeah, no, no.
And would your ground passes give you a chance to see
no,
the world number
so
192
no. So what,
plays the world
what we've got to do is we're on the second Monday, so we're just going to get down there really early. And then you can go in any of the outside courts, anywhere other than the show courts. But you need to get down there fairly.
Am I assuming after you've told the whole world about your hopeless bacon sandwich escapade, that you won't be buying a punnet of strawberries at Wimbledon?
No, I bloody won't.
731 quid or a pint of Pimm's.
You can take your own food into Wimbledon, so we always take our own.
take your own bacon
shocker,
rolls.
To be fair, nearly everybody takes their own. You know, most you get. There are hospitality areas where people are eating. But if you in the two show courts alone at Wimbledon hold nearly 30,000, and there's nowhere near enough facilities for 30,000 to suddenly come out and get lunch.
No.
So you find that most people take their own stuff. And
it is Wimbledon is a brilliant day.
It's just
it
fantastic.
Is. Well, I went a couple of years ago, and the tennis was on, and then the commentator said, oh, if anybody wants to go tomorrow, there's still tickets available. Yeah. So I just went online, centre court, and I ended up going. And Henry and I went. It was absolutely brilliant. I think it was just after COVID, so it wasn't back to the ballot and all of that.
Because we went to the...
fantastic.
We didn't go this year, but the two previous years we went to the French Open. And the first time, it was so easy getting tickets. But last year, we could only get ground passes. But they had a certain amount of ground passes which allowed you into Court Philippe Chatrier, which is the main court, and you could sit in any empty seat you wanted to. And we were thinking, oh, you know, we'll just have to wait. Apart from when Djokovic played, the place was about 80% empty.
Yeah.
Because it's nearly all corporate. They're all out eating and drinking. I mean, it's a bit sad, I think,
that
really.
That is sad.
I mean, I've done court hospitality there once, and it is lovely. You go across the road to the cricket club, and it is really...
At Wimbledon.
It's really, really nice. So basically, Mrs. Simmons, when you are listening to this, you basically get off your ass and get us some hospitality tickets again.
Yeah. And two more.
Yeah, exactly. If we get two more, we won't be taking you. Let's make that early now.
Yeah. Oh, it's so honestly.
Let's just
get that in there now.
Yeah,
I might take Harry Hill, but I won't take you. But it is a good one. But I mean, the trouble is at Wimbledon, I mean, there's a hell of a lot of people with like family debentures, aren't they? And these long-term debentures.
Yeah, I think so. But it is when you go to Wimbledon, you do find that apart from late in the afternoon, early evening, when you've got the doubles matches on, the stadiums are full up.
Yeah.
Mm.
Whereas you watch the French Open, it's just sparse. There's no one in there. And I don't know why that is, you know. So we managed to get, you know, tickets the first time really easily. But then last year they went like that, and I think there was an after COVID effect with a lot of these things.
I think
things,
that's how we managed it.
Where people were still a bit nervous about going in big crowds. So
but I think it's like when you go, an awful lot of people who go to big sporting events aren't that interested in the sport. It's like when you go to the tennis or when you go to Lords, if you've got some sort of hospitality, you know, basically games on and thousands of people are still outside drinking, chatting, munching away. And very few suddenly say, well, it's, you know, they're going back on now. I'll see you later. I'm going back to watch. And then quite
it
a few people just sort of miss the second session because they're sitting. I mean, obviously, I've done it a few times. They end up getting absolutely legless. I'm just not going back in or bed and that sort of stuff. But certain players.
2 pints in.
Exactly. Yeah. 2 pints and a couple of vodkas and we're way in. And this sort of stuff.
But it's, I mean, that's why I think it's really good that Wimbledon give tennis clubs
that's
loads
fair
of
enough.
Tickets because you know these people are going to go down.
They're actually going to watch
I
it.
I think most of them, you know, when you look at the telly, you see those mad old bats wearing big Union Jack top hats and everything like that. Yeah. They all probably belong to tennis clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, so I am going to Wimbledon and we'll have to hope that we get in to see a match. We just need to get down there early.
You get excited because there's a bit of an insect.
Well, no, it's just a bee. I what it was. I was worried it was a bee. Because I'm watching Bridgerton at the moment.
Oh,
and I'm
golly.
I'm quite far
I thought
behind.
Everyone had sort of gone off Bridgerton.
You mean Bonkerton?
Big thing, wasn't it? And now
well,
it's...
no, it's really good. I think.
Is it still really popular?
Yeah, no, I think it's picked up even more popular. Oh, so that's why I started to watch it. Because I watched the first season. I thought, oh, it's not all right. But everybody's raving about
Isn't it
at the moment.
Isn't it just full of unfeasibly beautiful people?
They are pretty beautiful, yeah. But and the reason I'm looking at the
like
bee is just that the dad, the Viscount, died from a bee thing. That's why I was looking at the bee, and I was a bit bored.
Right. Oh, see, okay, because we're talking about sport. Right, yeah. Okay, then. Well, I suppose we'd better go into a break. Now's a good time to go into a break because have gone. So so we'll have a quick break and then we'll come back with the top 10 or the quiz. We haven't decided yet, so you'll have to hang on with bated breath.
Hello, we're back. I did that, see, just to annoy you. Just to know, because you were so rude about it last time, about my non-manly reintroduction.
It was a bit of a weird one last time. That's even weirder, though, that one.
Well, there you go. It's good to see. Right, so we're going to do the what's happening in the world today.
Lovely, okay.
There's 10 things that are happening that I've managed to glean from various media sources.
Excellent.
Well, I've just seen just now Taylor Swift's private jet.
That's one of them.
Oh, yeah. Was it?
That's one
oh, okay,
of them,
sorry.
That one. So let's start with Taylor Swift.
Okay,
over there.
Yeah, I just looked at it just this second. So I thought,
well, you obviously looked at it as recently
current.
As I did.
Yeah.
Think, shit, what are we going to do? And yeah, apparently they, the Just Stop Oil, who everyone really likes, targeted Taylor Swift's private jet, covered it in various stuff, and then found out it wasn't actually a jet after all. It belongs to somebody else.
Well, I suppose if you're going to cover a private jet with paint, it's a private jet, isn't it? Mm. You know, if that's your... If the bag you're into is...
But I think you would get slightly more exposure if it happens to be Miss Swift.
Was it real paint that they used?
I don't know.
Because
it's a dust or whatever.
They sprayed Stonehenge, didn't they, recently as well? Just but they said that was actually just orange corn flour and it would just wash off in the... Because I suppose you've got to be careful. You go in there... spray orange paint on a private jet and you could get done for criminal damage and a bill for $100,000 to repaint it.
Well, I think it'd be more than $100,000, but I suspect the fact that they're happy to take the M25 down both ways for hours and not going to be a fuss and then get a £15 fine from the government. But anyway, that's it. Jude Bellingham.
Yeah.
Bellingham's romance with hot Dutch wag. Apparently.
I wonder what you're going to say then.
Ooh, hot Dutch wag. Just a showmance, apparently. It's now been come out. They think it's a bit of a showmance.
Why is that? Why
would
he
bother?
Wouldn't have thought he'd need to. But apparently, it's a publicity stunt for the pair of them.
Well,
that's come out. Would you have a showmance?
Would I?
Would you have had a showmance back in the day when you were famous girl?
Point. Why does he need a showmance?
Publicity is not. It's obviously not as big a thing as the. It was Tom, what's his name? Hoddleston.
Oh, yes, Taylor Swift.
And Taylor Swift, wasn't it? That was a showmance, and I've heard of that one, but I haven't even heard of it.
Well, they think Harry Styles and Taylor Swift is a showmance, and Kardashians have had showmances, and all these people that are linked just do it for their career, don't they? It's just like double exposure, you know, team such and such. And of course, someone's come out this week and said that, amazingly, Donald Trump and Melania was a set up by the TV production company for both their careers.
Really?
Because
she has disappeared off the face of the earth, hasn't she?
She probably doesn't want an awful.
Yeah.
She doesn't want an awful lot to do with him, I don't suppose.
No.
You cannot imagine now that he's got to that age and everything.
Oh gosh.
She probably thinks I could do without this. I don't need this. She's not short of money, is she? She won't be short of money. Whatever happens next. So
good old.
So that was so that's numbers 10 and 9.
That's 10 and 9. Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum. Now, she's a supermodel, isn't
supermodel?
She?
Supermodel. Yeah. 51.
German?
Yes.
Yeah.
Quite attractive. She's got her tits out again.
Oh. Is that news?
Well, is it, was in the papers.
Oh, was it?
Okay. It was in the papers, yeah.
Yeah, where so was that? On
any particular reason? Why she got back in the
quite high warm, street, she had a bikini on, started to take her top off.
Oh, I see.
But she's on holiday.
She's on holiday.
Yeah, so you kind of, you know, there's sort of, you know, you kind of wonder whether they, are they generally being packed or they just, are they telling them they're being packed?
It's a show exposure.
I'm going to take my top off. And you'll just happen to be in the bushes with your long lens.
But she doesn't need to do that, though, does she?
Well, I mean, kids have...
No, I don't know what...
She doesn't need the fame.
Is she still a model? Does she just model
she does,
for
she
her
does,
own?
She's now doing America's Got Talent.
Talent. She's quite a famous panellist, isn't she, on these game shows? On these things. So she's a famous girl.
Right.
Yeah, so that's that.
So where are these pictures so I can avoid them?
They're in the Daily Mail. They are in the... This one might possibly be in
the Daily
Mail.
They're probably pixelated out.
They might possibly... Well, I think it was, yeah. and your friend Justin Timberlake, he's had a bad week.
Yeah, he did,
what's
he
been done for?
He's got done for DUI.
Yeah, apparently.
In the Hamptons.
What does that mean?
He'd been at a party.
Oh, I see. He'd
been driving, yeah.
He's been to a party, and then I think the police saw him leaving and followed him back, and he was swerving a bit.
Swerving all over
the road. Why would you not just hire a driver when you've got his money? What's just the whole concept of chancing that when you could just... I mean, I'd do it if I...
Yeah.
You know, £200, you just got to sit outside here in my lovely car. I'll do it for you if you like. You probably, you know, you don't drink drive anyway, do you?
No.
They have a great thing in where we used to live, where you, if you've had a drink, somebody will come, you know, in the car. Two people will come in the car, and one would drive you home, and the other person would drive your car home.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was brilliant. Yeah. I thought that was a great idea.
Yeah, they do that now. I can't remember what it's called, but we've seen that before. But yeah, obviously it's a... Yeah, it's in Sag Harbour in the Hamptons, which is very nice. We went there last summer.
You did, didn't
we
you?
We did. Yeah. It's a very nice part of the world.
So what, have they speculated on what might happen to
him?
He's
got a drink problem, they're saying.
Well, he probably has, doesn't he? He's a pop star, and his career's probably only going to go on the wane now,
fading
it?
Pop star. So yeah. that was a really...
But I mean, it'll only be... I know they have some really weird laws in America, but over here, if you get done for drink driving your first time, and I know this by watching 999 Cops in Action or whatever it's called on Channel 5.
High quality
you
stuff.
You generally get a 6 to 12 month ban and a £500 fine.
Yes, I don't think he's going to jail. What else has been happening in the world? Dakota Johnson, she went on Jimmy Kimmel and her tits fell out on Jimmy Kimmel. But then I suppose half the world has seen 50 Shades of Grey, so I don't suppose she's that fussed, really. Yeah.
Isn't she dating Chris Martin?
Chris Martin, yeah, your secret wannabe flame.
Yeah. Oh, why? Was she dancing or
no?
Was
she's
just
on
sat
the,
there.
She's on the show and apparently moved and out spot. So that's newsworthy.
Gosh,
that was newsworthy. It's obviously
a bit of a Janet Jackson moment.
Yes, slow news day. Yeah. Queen are selling their back catalogue.
Now, why do they do that? I wonder. They're all doing that, aren't they?
How much do you reckon Queen are getting for their back catalogue? So this is a bit of news, and then a bit of
300 million.
I was going to say 300 million.
Were you?
I genuinely was. Genuinely was.
Spooky.
No,
have we
I
done really,
really was.
Well there?
No.
Oh,
you're nowhere near.
Oh, higher.
It's not Bruce Forsyth.
It's going to be in a minute.
What?
$1.27 billion.
Good
for
great.
Their back catalogue.
That's a huge amount of money.
Wow.
That's what they're back.
That would be more than.
I think it's the most ever.
Yeah.
I think it's more than Beatles.
Can you turn your phone off?
I keep getting bloody messages from work.
I think it's for the bacon sandwich department saying how much bacon do you want
to
take.
Are you bringing the wipes or am I?
Yeah, you keep going. I've got to do one more text. It's work. It's driving me mad. If there's anybody from work listening, stop bloody texting me about important things at work.
Since it's
not
going out until a few days' time, that's absolutely of no use to anybody at all. So, yeah, that's a ridiculous amount of money. Katie Price, she's having her 17th boob job.
Really? And she's moving to Hayward's Heath. Am I allowed to say that out loud? She's moving.
She's left the Mucky Mansion near Horsham, and she's now moving
apparently,
to the Heath.
Apparently, she's moving to the Heath, yeah. Her 17th?
17th.
What, to reduce
job?
Or
I
get
don't know.
Increase?
I didn't read into it that much.
God, that's something really
I
not right there.
I used to play
there.
Cricket with a bloke who used to play Brian and Hove, and he was in her class at school. And he said that when she was young, she said she was so beautiful and such a good-looking girl.
Really, yeah. Well, she was naturally
she's really
very
naturally,
pretty,
really, really,
she?
Really good-looking girl.
Yeah.
And he said, but none of the lads ever fancied her because she was just out of their league and she wasn't really the slightest bit interested. So
really?
They didn't even bother or try. and this sort of stuff.
Yeah,
and
she's pretty.
Yeah, 17. I mean, she looks ridiculous. Mm. I walked past her going through Gatwick last summer, and I have to say, she looks ridiculous.
I know she's a ridiculous colour as well.
She's a ridiculous colour. The whole thing is very odd, isn't it? Just like, no, it's not so. It's because you're fucking texting it.
I know, no.
And, it's Royal Ascot at the moment.
Yes, I did look at those pictures yesterday. I loved seeing Zara, Tyndall and William and that. Yeah,
I like
really
Zara
nice.
Tyndall.
Yeah, she's cool. I like her.
She just married some, well, no, he's not. She wouldn't marry someone like me, but she just married a rugby
player. Yeah. No, she might do. Yeah. No, she probably would.
No, she probably would.
She probably would.
I like
her. Anyway, I'm taken, so it's tough. Mm. Tough on her. But but the fact that she's
married get over
her,
it?
Sorry?
Do you think she'll get over it? She missed out?
I don't know, actually. No. Well, she'd never met me, so...
she obviously would have done.
She could hear from your mate, though, that knows you. The
she
rugby.
Would. She, I bet she's met him without any doubt. Yeah,
yeah, and he could put it in a good way.
There is a
not
connection.
Really my mate. He just knows me.
No, don't lock it now. You're bloody
That bleeping. Was my phone.
Now you're bleeping. And, yes, apparently, Royal Ascot... I got caught in Royal Ascot traffic yesterday on the way to cricket, so that was slightly annoying. If you went to Royal Ascot, would you wear a stupid high hat?
I've been a few times, and we've done it all nice and posh with the nice hats and outfits and everything, which is brilliant, great fun. But we've also done it just casual on the side. And in fact, my friend, or the group of ladies that I went to Barcelona with, one of them lives on the road to Ascot, and the royal family come through. So they always have a lunch and watch the royals all come through in the carriages and everything. So, I've done it with the dressy and... normal as well. Oh, and in fact, one time we went and we'd all been really quite hitting the pims quite a lot, and then we ended up in a pub and I Irish danced down the pub and I fell out the patio doors.
Do you feel a you bit, have a slight Del Boy alcohol problem?
Like
you're very good at getting very drunk to falling over without being sick, aren't you?
Yeah, the sickness normally comes after. When you decide to go to bed and lie down. Yeah. But not so much anymore. I mean, yeah. But that was particularly... but that was the night that everybody in the group had something happen. AJ ended up behind the bar. My brother thought he'd been robbed, but he hadn't. Another friend opened a cabinet and it cut his nose. I fell out the window. So it was just one of those. But yeah, I do like a
just
bit of Royal Ascot.
Actually,
I have found though, I'm not as much. I can't do it so much anymore.
That's because you are quite aged now. You're getting on a little bit.
Yeah, there is that.
And I wouldn't want to do it because obviously being tall, why would I wear a hat that's going to make me look even taller?
Mm.
If I had to go, I'd obviously carry the hat, but I wouldn't want to put it on and have my photo taken because I'd look a buffoon.
What you'd want to wear is a big stovepipe hat, not a top hat, but one of those great big ones like Isambard Kingdom Brunel. Or like Noddy Holder or Slappy's one.
Look like the bloke out of Gangs in New York.
Yeah,
Daniel
right.
Day-Lewis. Yeah. With my
Bill
shit.
The Butcher.
Bill the Butcher with my fucking great carving knife. Yeah. Where I could just carve up a couple of toffs.
Yeah. Anyway, what's the next one?
What's the next one? We've got two more. We've got obviously...
I think my phone stopped pinging now.
Well, I hope so.
The last question was, have we ordered... Am I supposed to be ordering 10 kilos of beef mince? No, it's lamb mince. And they said, sorry to keep bothering you. Oh, for goodness sake. Anyway,
iPad stuff. And Gary Lineker's been quite rude to Frank Lampard.
Has he?
He's made a comment about his thinning hair.
Do you know, I was having a
really?
BBC with somebody
I'm
the other
not a fan
day
of Gary
about,
Lineker.
About
are you a,
with
are
their
you a
hair.
Lineker fan?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm not.
I think he's a twat.
I
do.
Do
you
know? I'm not.
I like him, yeah. I do like him.
I think he's a twat.
Have you seen Joe Hart's tattoos that everybody's commenting about when he's been doing
I'm amazed that Joe Hart's got a punditry job in the first place.
Well, it's weird because they look like masking tape.
Did you?
Yeah, I thought he was all right, yeah. I'm still quite surprised that he's got a punditry job because most players have become pundits. Well, that's a lie to say most who become pundits are at the top of the game before they do because... They do have a weird selection of pundits, don't they? You know,
it was probably
Joni and Lescott and the bloke. Who was the bloke? It was the captain of Wales.
Ashley Williams.
They don't necessarily...
Wayne Rooney's a bit rubbish at it, isn't he?
Well, I've never seen him do it.
He did something recently.
He's doing quite a lot of punditry recently.
Big Ange hasn't been on yet, has he? Or is he?
I've missed Big Ange if he wasn't on. But yeah, no, apparently he...
Postecoglou.
Not
Angela Evans. Just found £15 in my pocket. What are the chances? I felt something in there and I thought, oh, sorry. Because when you go too long on sport, I start Yeah, stop drifting off.
Yeah, but every time you mention sport for 2 minutes, if you get 15 quid, it'll work out all right. Yeah.
Hopefully. But anyway, no, his tattoos, though, Joe Hart's tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
They're like masking tape. They're really thick black bands. I think it's, and like his shoulder was just, it's totally black. It's, I'm not sure what the history, I was hoping you were going to go.
How did you see on his shoulder on the telly?
Well, then people have been talking about it. So he said, well, this, they've shown other ones of his that this, it's a very unusual style of tattoo, apparently.
Right. Yeah. And they're just black bands.
It looks like black bands. So have a look. I would show you a picture, but go
I'll
and have a look.
My phone on airplane mode,
but so
it keeps going
that was my contribution to the sport chat, and I thought you'd go, oh yeah, that's because, but you left me.
No, we don't. I have no idea why it is. I suppose because it's not. It's probably nothing to do with sport, is it? The tattoos.
A lot of people have been talking about it on my channels.
What channels are they?
Well, that's also the day.
Quest. Legend.
What's your last one?
Oh, that's pretty well it. That's top 10 things happening in the world. There's some good salacious gossip.
But did you do 10 there? I think I might have lost the
You
middle
can go
bit
back
suddenly.
Whilst you're in your texting nightmare. You can go back and count.
Yeah,
them.
I'll go back and have a look at some.
And then count them. And then we've got a couple of messages.
Oh, go on then. When you say messages, like these to read
these actual messages, yeah, I haven't checked them, but this is actually a message that was sent to us. Right, Bill, okay. Bill from Hastings.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Bill from Hastings wants to know, what's the worst thing you've seen in a changing room?
Ah,
so we could be going down a fairly low grade barrel here.
Oh.
Yeah.
His was seeing a butt naked man with his cut his toenails over a bench in a public changing room.
I've had somebody cutting their nails on a tube next to me, pinging them everywhere.
Oh,
it was so disgusting. It wasn't his toes, but it was his fingernails. He would just clip,
that's
ping.
Disgusting.
It was
it's
absolutely disgusting.
That.
So I've seen that on a tube, but not in
not
a changing room.
Changing room.
So, I mean, when was the last time you would have been in a changing room?
Oh, 2 days ago. I went down to Brighton shopping. So,
The worst thing I've ever seen
actually,
of myself in a
couple of weeks ago,
shop.
there's a particular brand of clothes that called the Vampire's Wife, and I've always wanted one of these dresses. I absolutely love these dresses, and the they've been discontinued. They're not doing them anymore. Susie Cave, who is married to Nick Cave, she's done this. Range of clothes, Vampire's Wife. Absolutely love and adore it. And it was, are you yawning? So rude. Anyway, they were having a closing down sale for 3 days in London, and no one would come with me.
It's failed as a business.
No, they're really expensive. They're really expensive.
Yeah, they're a bit defensive, though. But they're closing down.
I know, but she might have her reasons. I don't know. So no one would come with me. I asked numerous friends. They wouldn't do it. But my sister, good old Siobhan, she said, go on then, last minute. So we went up on the Sunday, and it was 2 hours before the final. That was it. So we went to this room, and everybody's grabbing, and everybody's looking, and I got into a panic because numerous reasons. Anyway, so I was trying to try some of these dresses on, and it was in a big changing area. And the thing that, I mean, I didn't care. I don't care about getting changed like that. But people were standing there waiting if you were going to have the dress or not, because they wanted it.
Yeah.
So I found that very stressful. So I ended up buying 4 dresses that aren't necessarily what I need and want. But because everybody... but I'm not like, I can't return them.
Of course
them.
You can't. It's closing down.
So it's a nightmare. So because everybody was like, I have it. I was like, well, I should have it then. So yeah, pure panic. So that was my last time I was in a big communal changing room. But apart from that, I haven't seen anything.
I remember being in a changing room years ago with Stuart, actually. It was a communal
changing room. Is it communal or communal?
Communal, whatever. One or the other.
The changing room.
In a swimming bath in North Wales.
This is going to go badly, the story, I fear.
Oh, gosh.
And there was a South African lad who was on this camp with us. And it was... well, let's just say, I've never seen a size like it of you on anybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Stuart,
was this a kids' camp thing?
Yes, it was, yeah. And Stuart was almost choking. This bloke's
nuts. Stop it.
That's clearly not the right word to say. Whilst you've taken us down this rat hole.
This boy's name was Brasile, and Stuart came out of the changing room, and he was trying to... convey what he'd just seen to this group of friends of ours, some of whom listen to this, and he's just going, Brasile, and he But they were different times, weren't they?
So there clearly were different times. Well, yeah. No, I expect anatomically these things probably haven't changed over the years.
No.
But in terms of what you could probably get away with.
But do you remember at school, I remember having to have the showers after sport or PE at school. It was awful. All the girls had to all go in a huge showers, and then the teachers were there and you would be like, oh, she's such a lesbian. You know, but that was horrible. I do remember that was awful. They make you strip off. And
as well. I certainly didn't get in that. One of those big footballers going to the bath. I'm not getting in that.
No.
The showers when you were a kid at school were
that was awful.
Especially a load of kids at different ages.
Everybody's looking and you'd run through. It was awful.
Our school was so sort of dreadful. They didn't force anybody to have a shower. I mean, what I mean is that they weren't particularly bothered about personal hygiene on their pupils.
Right.
And they didn't care if you just got dressed and went. I think they just wanted to see the back of every class. So
I mean, obviously, I've spent a quite inordinate amount of my time in my life in changing rooms.
Yeah.
So there were obviously a hell of a lot of stories that obviously cannot go out for public consumption. But, yeah, that sort of stuff. I mean, now, you know, kids don't shower at all. Certainly at school, they don't shower in the slightest. Mm. When I was one of the schools I worked at a few years ago, I remember I was worried about the pipes. You think, well, like Legionnaires' disease and that sort of stuff. I remember saying to these boys, I said, I've been at this school for about 3 years and I don't think I've ever seen anyone have a shower in any year. I said, those pipes must be just minging.
Yeah.
And not this. And of course, one kid said, whoa, is that why you've decided to become a teacher so you can watch kids in the shower? So, and this sort of stuff. So, obviously, I'd beat the shit out of him. And seeing this. But yeah, no, it was obviously, it was absolutely a nightmare. When I was at Fonthill and I was working, we used to have to take the kids to the swimming baths. And there was one dreadful bloke who just would always time his, you know, return when he knew the kids were in there, and he'd come in.
Oh, that's awful.
And it was absolutely gruesome. And he was like, and I remember going to the, he'd like shower and he'd give it the big this and that sort of thing.
Was he a teacher?
No, he was just a member of the general public. So
oh my God.
So I had to try and sort of, you know, I've got, you know, probably about sort of, you know, 10 or 12 sort of kids trying to get them out onto the minibus and all this sort of stuff whilst looking at this bloke, sort of giving him the, if you ever fucking do that again, I am going to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
And this sort of stuff. So sort of, you know.
I remember a particularly enjoyable time in a changing room. Actually, it was during the cricket match that you had for your stag do, when after the match, you had about 10 vodka and lemonades in about 20 minutes. And then suddenly we're so sick. We had to drag him into the changing room, and the best bit was he was throwing up in the toilet and farting at the same time.
Oh no!
And you're really throwing me under the bus here, aren't you today?
It was, and I was laughing, and he was going, "It's not funny."
Aww.
And he was throwing up and farting.
I remember being quite ill.
You were really ill, weren't you?
And I got up the next morning.
It was such a short time into the.
I went to the love zone quite quickly, thing. And then that was it. I was smashed. I just left a phone. I just died. And that sort of stuff. So yeah, no, change rooms are.
Yeah, I'm not particularly sporty, so I've not really been in many change rooms.
Yes, but thank you for Bill from Hastings for that one.
Mm. Yeah, thank you very much, Bill.
I think so. We're probably well into the second break.
Yeah, we're going to have a quick break. We're going to come back and have a quiz, and if we've got time, we might do another thing we've been asked to do, which we mentioned in the last thing, but I won't mention it now in case we think we haven't got time, and we'll carry it over something else. So we'll see you in a moment. Okay then, so we're back for the third part. We've been rambling on, and what we're going to do now is we're going to have a quiz. And this is going to be horrific for Loney and possibly even for Stuart, but we're very much South Coast.
None taken. Why would it be horrific?
Well, because you said you would never clue what any of the answers are. So
okay,
that's why.
She says that every week.
Yeah,
she does actually. She never know. I mean, you've got a 50-50 chance on it. I'll explain it. But
right.
That's more than most weeks.
We come down and we record this on in Sussex, in West Sussex. And we're not a million miles from the coast. It's very sort of coastal centric, isn't it? And Andrew lives down in Hastings, in Hampshire. And it's tough because he's not here. But whenever I come down here from North London, I think, it's quite like coast, the south coast. And I like the south coast. And
Sussex is beautiful.
About to go to the south coast after this. So I've taken a line from almost as far west as you can go with a decent sized town, right up to Kent, and I've plotted all the major towns and cities along the south coast.
Oh,
and you two are going to do higher or lower on the population of these towns.
God.
But not only that,
you're going to do it in a Bruce Forsyth.
I don't want to hear you. You've got to write higher or lower, and I want you to try and guess the population of these towns as well. Now, you're both looking as if you've got no fucking idea what you're talking about.
No,
idea. We both have no fucking idea.
But the
world doesn't revolve around the mail online and dressing rooms and South Africans with large appendages. This is the real world we're talking about here. This is the sort of thing you need to know if you're going to get an Andrew's Chris.
But why do you need to know it?
Because it's very important. Okay. So anyway, let's have a bit of enthusiasm, please.
He moaned about a boy band quiz.
Yeah.
Right.
So, get your pens and papers ready.
Why couldn't you have done this quiz when I wasn't here and I could have done the boy band one?
Yeah, I know. It's just the way it is. Because
any of the answers was Gary Barlow.
No, because when I turned up today, Stuart said, we haven't got a quiz. What have we got a quiz? And this is ready made.
Okay.
So, we're going to bang through this quite quickly.
So it's my fault.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. It's your fault. Okay.
That work out?
Right.
So, you ready? So we're starting off here right down in the border of Devon and Cornwall. Right on the border, okay? You don't have to guess what the place is. I'm going to tell you. You have to write down...
Thank God.
Write down the population of this place. And the place is Plymouth.
Is that including the villages outside?
No. Just Plymouth.
Plymouth.
Write it down.
The population of Plymouth.
Population of Plymouth. come on, we're going to rush through this.
Every single one of our viewers is going to be pressing the 15-second button now, then.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Plymouth, okay?
Plymouth. The population of Plymouth.
Yep. Okay, then moving along the coast, we've now come to Exeter, small city in South Devon. Higher or lower?
You better check she's not Googling this.
I'm not. Look, I've got my pad and pen here.
Higher or lower? Write the population higher or lower than Plymouth.
Exeter,
higher or lower than Plymouth, and write the population for bonus points. Within 10,000 we're going to give. Because the pair of you don't. In fact, bollocks of that, it's within 20,000. If you get it within 20,000 on any of these, I'm going to give you a bonus point.
We get a bacon sandwich. We get to come down to Southampton with you and have a bacon sandwich.
So, Exeter, okay, we're moving along. We're now in Dorset. Weymouth. Higher or lower than Exeter? What's the population? You must know the vague size of these towns.
Yeah, but not really.
What was that one again?
Weymouth! Fucking hell.
Weymouth.
Okay.
I think that's... Okay.
Done, Weymouth? You up with this, Stuart?
I'm
okay. Well, we're moving on the coast now. We are still in Dorset, Bournemouth, but actually, it's the Bournemouth Christchurch sort of conurbation here.
Oh well, you've got to.
Should know that because Henry goes to
University.
I was going
to say your kid goes
to.
That's a huge advantage. You've actually been there recently.
Higher or lower than Weymouth, and stick the population down.
Oh, I'm going.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Right, moving along the coast again. What's the next place we come to after Southampton that's worth talking about?
Portsmouth.
We'll go to Southampton first.
Oh.
Higher or lower than Bournemouth?
What, Southampton?
What's the population of Southampton?
I'm well ahead of this, aren't
I? You're well ahead, aren't you?
I'm well ahead.
You there, Lonnie?
We're going to Chichester next?
No, we're not, actually. Really close to Southampton, moving along, Portsmouth.
Well, I reckon that's big.
Portsmouth, compared to Southampton, and how big do we think it is?
It's got a Navy base and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, maybe it's bigger than that.
Well, see, I've given you a clue now. That's not fair.
Yeah, but I don't trust that you know the answer.
We're going to move along. our readers will be getting bored with this. So, Chichester.
Try.
She's just the next. Stuart's probably getting into places where you play cricket now.
I've played at least three places on that list.
Okay.
No, hang on, slowly.
Chichester, higher or lower population than Portsmouth? I think we probably know the answer of that one. And then how big do you think the population is?
Oh no, that's fucking stupid.
Okay, moving along. We can't hang around too long with this. Move along. We're now in Worthing.
That's the best thing you've said.
we're now in Worthing. We've moved along to Worthing now.
The listeners generally thought we'd really gone down a low barrel when we started talking about Basile's cock.
Basile's. It's pronounced Basile's.
Fairly large Hampton.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't be Little Hampton.
I haven't got Little Hampton on the list. So Worthing, yeah?
Worthing. I think that's quite big, actually.
Well, just write it down, and then, because I'm going to go on to the next one now. From Worthing, where would you go to next? Brighton.
Well, not really. You go to Little Hampton.
Yeah, but I can't have every single place on the south coast. You see,
one of my favourite places is Worthington. I just used to have to look at them, and they all got out to me.
Brighton next.
Oh, city of...
City of Brighton.
Is that Brighton and Hove or just Brighton?
Brighton and Hove. No, it's just
Brighton and Hove, actually.
It's just Brighton.
Actually, I live in Hove, actually.
So, so we've gone from Worthing to Brighton. Higher or lower, and what's the population?
Brighton to...
No, we've already had Worthing, you're now Brighton. Crying out.
And we're still on Brighton?
We're moving on now to Eastbourne.
Oh, I was there yesterday.
God's waiting room.
Eastbourne.
It's lovely, actually.
It is nice.
It is really nice,
I was,
isn't it?
Yeah, down there last...
Full of lovely, big Victorian townhouses.
Yes, that we go and see Constance at.
Okay, so Eastbourne. Only two more after this. We're almost at the end.
Oh, I'm all over the place with this.
Higher or lower than Brighton?
I might go and get Rudy outside and see what he thinks, because he'll have about as much idea as me or Lonely at this.
If he is interested.
Okay, so we're going on to the next one. Hastings. Hastings. Bill would know the answer to this.
I reckon that's...
Ooh, that's quite hard.
Higher or lower than Eastbourne?
How many are there?
There's one more.
Oh, God. Okay.
God as in, thank God.
Hastings.
There's 12 altogether.
I think it's lower.
Okay. And then finally, Dover. So we're now round in Kent. So we've gone all the way here from Plymouth to Dover. Okay, right, here we go. We're going to have the answers now.
Well, hang on a minute. I reckon that...
For somebody who's not interested...
It's taking
a long time.
She's probably found another 15 quid in her pocket.
I'm going to go higher there. Hang on. Right.
Right, here we go. Kick off, right.
Oh, no, I'm nervous.
Plymouth. What's the population of Plymouth, Stuart, on your list?
I've gone 521,000 people.
Lonely?
What did you say?
521,000.
I've gone 300,000.
Your closest, it was 264,000.
Okay, I'm pretty well after that one gambit.
So do I get 2 points?
No, you get the point because you weren't within 15,000.
That's harsh.
15,000 is a bloody lot, and 15,000 would be a high percentage.
So I get 1 point.
So I got nothing for
you
that.
You got nothing for that. Exeter, higher or lower?
Lower.
Higher.
It's lower.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And what's the population of Exeter?
I put 200,000.
Stuart?
I put 201. Because I've got
130,000, so no bonus points there.
Okay.
Weymouth, higher or lower than Exeter?
Lower.
Lower.
Lower, excellent. Point
yes, on
that.
The mark.
Any idea of the
population? I put 180.
Stuart?
I put 160.
53,000 in Weymouth.
Do I get a point because I'm better than her?
No.
Just
get a point.
Just
each
point for lower.
Getting the correct for higher and lower. But you get no bonus points yet. The pair of you are useless. Bournemouth.
Higher.
Higher.
Higher, exactly. And how big's Bournemouth?
500,000.
550.
514,000. You're within 15,000.
Yes.
You get 2 bonus points.
Yes.
But you both get a point for getting it higher.
Okay.
Southampton.
Lower.
Higher.
It's lower.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
And what's the population of Southampton?
I put 300,000.
I don't care.
What have you put?
1.2 million.
Have you really?
No.
What have you had, haven't you? It's 254,000, so no bonus.
Oh, 300's not bad. No bonus. That's actually pretty good, isn't
it? So, this one. So, then, how about Portsmouth?
I've gone higher.
It is higher.
I've said 600,000.
I've said 700.
It's 255,000. It's amazing that most towns and cities have got, 255,000.
Oh, so I didn't get any points.
Most towns and cities in the UK have actually got really low populations compared to, say, London.
I'm surprised at Portsmouth.
Yeah. Chichester, you must have
got. Oh, it's all going to go to pot, though, now.
Lower is correct.
Lower. I put 100,000.
I put 125.
23,000 live in Chichester. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I said
really?
23,000.
So I get a point for lower.
No, I said 25,000.
I thought you said 125,000.
Show your face.
Yeah, you did.
He did, he's lying. Right, Worthing.
You're so rubbish.
Worthing compared to Chichester.
Higher. Now, I went for 500.
Hang on. Sorry. I've gone higher as well.
Higher, so you get a point each for that.
Yep. And I've gone for 51,000.
I went 500,000.
It's 111,000.
500,000.
Why did I say
it's about the size of Liverpool? We're talking about Worthing.
No, hang on. So I'm getting confused with highs and lowers here. So Worthing
Chichester was lower than Portsmouth.
Right.
Worthing was higher than Chichester.
Yes. Just a small point.
I've got
half a million.
Okay. Just a small point here. We're meant to be trying to gain listeners. Cannot lose them immediately.
Right, because you're enjoying this, because you two are showing your true colours. Brighton.
I went higher.
Don't ever say there's nothing going on in the Mail Online.
I went higher than
Brighton is higher.
Yeah. So what do we reckon?
I reckon there's a million people in Brighton.
I put 600,000.
278,000.
In Brighton,
278,000. Yeah.
So it's still higher?
It's still higher. You got that bit right. Eastbourne.
Lower.
Lower, correct. Point each for that. Population of
Eastbourne?
150,000. 78,000.
104,000.
Can't even cheat and get it right.
Two more to go. Hastings compared to Eastbourne.
Higher.
Lower.
It's lower.
I love this.
Oh, see, she said she loves it.
I loves it now.
She loves it now.
She's
no, I'm loving the fact that I'm winning.
What's the population
I'm not cheating. Oh, look, I've got my pad down here. I have got 100,000.
So, what for?
Population of Hastings?
81,000.
It's 93,000.
But that's close.
You're both getting 15,000.
Right.
93,000, and you said 100,000. So, finally, yes. Dover.
Dover. I've said it is higher.
I've gone higher.
It is higher than Hastings. Now, you can now reevaluate how high you think it is, bearing in mind you're within 15,000 of your last.
I can't remember what I lied for the last one.
I put 120,000.
Stuart?
I've gone for 131,000.
You're both close enough. It's 117,000. So you both get the bonus point.
Oh, I think I'm going to win another quiz.
I think
I'm going
to win that because...
How good am I?
Yeah, work it out.
One, two, three.
Working out your points. Don't sulk. Work out your points.
Stupid fucking quiz. The last time we let you
Half a million. Fantastic.
Why would you let her...
I've got 14. You can't... I've got 14.
You just can't let... But you can't add up properly, so you get this...
No need to get mean, because you've lost.
Oh, yeah, no, you would have done. Yeah.
That's what was that out of?
14.
You got most of the highs and lowers right.
I got all of them apart from one.
Yeah, I got nearly all the highs and lowers right. Did you though?
No, you
didn't. Not really.
I did. Got most of them right.
Okay, so
how did you get?
I thought I got 14.
No, that's unlucky. So I got 17.
Year,
unlucky. Yeah, good
no,
try.
No, that's
good
rubbish. Try. There's no way you got more than me.
Good try.
No, I totally won.
This is.
I won. No.
No, she definitely won.
Listen, yeah, well, you used to live in a country...
How did you get 17?
Because I'm clever. Because you live in a country that can't even get the election right.
I need to get mean, Stuart.
So next week's quiz, we start at Ipswich and we make our way up the East Coast.
Oh, God, no.
And we're going to finish in Alnwick in Northumberland.
I still haven't worked out how many I've got. One, two... Anyway, we've moved on, haven't we? But I won. I won, Stuart.
Sometimes counting's really tricky.
I won.
No one likes a smug git.
Mm-hmm. They like a winner.
Andrew will listen to this. It'd be interesting
and
to see
he'll
if
be
Andrew
horrified.
Actually does. No, Andrew will probably like it because he's a quizzer.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see if he does better or not.
Doesn't matter because he wasn't
better
here.
Than me. Okay. No.
He didn't have the pressure. Yeah. It was. He didn't have the pressure of doing it in the moment.
It's the same as doing a penalty shootout.
It is. In your goal, back garden is much easier than doing in reality. Yeah.
So anyway, so we basically, that's we filled up an hour with that shit. So,
what, you mean the whole thing?
Yeah, so the thing that we were possibly going to do, we're not going to do this week. We're back in 2 weeks' time. The one in 2 weeks' time is actually going to be the last one in the current season,
it is.
Isn't it?
How exciting.
Because we, you know, because this is basically a hobby. We're not doing it as a job. And we've got various summer holidays and things like that. And we think the logistics are going to be too difficult to get. And it also means that we might have a few very nice surprises in late August or September, whenever we start again. We're not entirely sure about that. Send us in your emails. The email address, Stuart, is...
info@homerpots@gmail.com.
That's right, info@homerpots@gmail.com. So
for the last exciting one of the series, we will have an email session. Yeah. We'll have an email section, and we'll have a very exciting music round.
Yeah, and yeah, we'll absolutely do that.
And we can have our highlights of the season one.
Highlights of season one. They won't be edited in because that will cost too much.
But yeah, we won't be doing that.
We'll try and reenact.
Are there many?
Them, yeah, they're usually you making a complete arse of yourself.
Yes. Oh, excellent.
And a loner. We could just have a whole session of us bullying a loner and her just gloating over unnecessary victories where she can't count properly.
Every single person who said to me that they really like the podcast has always said, oh, I really like a loner.
Ah, I see. Yeah. But, lovely. Yeah. I like your friends.
But four people might be wrong.
That's true. Four people. Yeah, that's true.
The four people we've asked have all said they think you're great.
So so we will see you in a couple of weeks. Hopefully all four of us will be here. And in the meantime, have a good fortnight. Hopefully the weather will stay nice. And we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. HomerPots Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.